Ham put his strong hand on my arm. So tell her this, Mr. Copperfield. Say to her, Emily, don't be sorry about Ham. He is happy. He has a happy life. Then she'll be happy too. Ham was a good man. I shook his hand. Then I left him and went to Mr. Peggotty's house. Emily was in bed, and Mrs. Gummidge was sitting with Mr. Peggotty.
Oh, Mr. Copperfield, Mrs. Gummidge said, tell him. Tell Mr. Peggotty that he mustn't leave me in England.
She took Mr. Peggotty's arm.
Let me come with you, Daniel, she said. Let me be part of your new life in Australia. Don't leave me here.
I won't leave you, Mrs. Gummidge, Mr. Peggotty agreed. You can come too.
Oh, thank you, Daniel, thank you, she said. I won't be sad and I won't complain. I'll work hard for you and Emily.
The next day, I left Yarmouth and returned to London. There I met Traddles. It was time to see Mr. Micawber. My aunt went with us to Canterbury, where we visited Mr. Wickfield's office. Mr. Wickfield was ill in bed, and Mr. Micawber took us to Uriah Heep.
This is nice, Uriah said. Mr. Copperfield, and Miss Trotwood, and Mr. Traddles.
He rubbed his hands together, and he smiled. But it was not a friendly smile.
Mr. Micawber, you can go, he ordered.
I won't go, Mr. Micawber said quickly.
He was holding a letter in his hand.
Oh, I understand, Uriah said. You are all against me. Copperfield, I know that you hate me. Now you have made my servant, Micawber, hate me too.
You are the one who makes trouble, Heap, Mr. Micawber cried. You have done terrible things to Mr. Wickfield. Listen, I have written it all down in this letter.
Give me that letter, Uriah shouted.
He tried to take the letter, but Mr. Micawber hit him across the face. Uriah shouted with surprise and pain and jumped back. Mrs. Heap ran into the room.
Be quiet, Heap, Mr. Micawber cried. I will read my letter.
Oh, be humble, Uriah, Mrs. Heap said. Be nice to these people.
No, Mother, Uriah said angrily, but let him read his letter. I'm not afraid of anyone.
Mr. Micawber began to read.